We're going to start with reading Psalms 105. Interesting passage. It starts with 10 different ways, 10 different directions for us to praise, and then three reasons why we should do that. Let me read them for you. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. So there's 10 things we should do. And here's the reasons. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. We've been challenged recently with the instruction in 1 Peter 1, 3:15, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. The reason for the hope that you have. We're here today in worship, in fellowship, because we have a hope. That's important. It's the key thing in our lives. The members of the Bible study group that I've been a part of for well over 30 years now did this recently. Each of us shared our story and the account of our faith journey. Now, we've been meeting for many years, but we still learn some new things about one another by doing that. And it also helped us think through this challenge to be prepared to give an account. It was a useful exercise, a little bit challenging. Just like standing up here is a little bit challenging, but worth the effort. I recently came across a reflection that my mother wrote in preparation for a talk that she was giving to a group of young mothers. She was in her late 30s at the time and was very busy raising 6 children. She spoke of memories of her immigrant mother's faith and guidance, of hearing her pray aloud for her family late at night in Swedish, I'm sure, and of consistently demonstrating God's love in practical ways. My mother grew up on a farm in Minnesota, and her parents were both Swedish immigrants, coming to the U.S. as adults. Mom reflected on the way that she and her siblings were impacted by their parents' simple trust in God, even in hard times, and what they learned by observation about faith, trust, and provision. It was my mother's intention to demonstrate that same faith and trust to her own children. It was interesting to come across this document and read the reflections of my mother at a very busy time in her life, and looking back at what she had learned from her own parents and really being intent on applying that in her own circumstance. So what is the faith of a child? What is it she was trying to communicate to us? Matthew 18:1 says, "At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, 'Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.'" And then a little bit later in Matthew, the 19th chapter, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." So the faith of a little child. He didn't say, become a great theologian and intellect, and then you are worthy of the kingdom of God. Be as a little child. Most of us have heard countless sermons in our lives. We've been involved in Sunday school classes, Bible studies, personal devotions for many years. Scripture is rich, and no matter how old we are, we continue to learn and to discover new ways that God speaks to us through his word to guide our lives. So we're not supposed to remain as little children, We're supposed to pursue and study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Study and contemplation is an important part of the Christian walk, the faith journey that feeds, instructs, strengthens, renews, and encourages us. The more we study and grow in faith, the more we experience all the events of life, both pleasant and difficult, the more we can be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is in us, and the more we can testify to the truth of His name, Emmanuel, God with us, whatever happens to us in life. Giving account of our hope is the way that we share the reality of the gospel that we've experienced, to encourage one another, to remind ourselves as an encouragement, and to bring others to faith. But I find that faith is not the result of intellectual pursuit or pursuing and gaining more and more knowledge by study. Faith begins as an unearned gift from God. We don't need to be biblical experts or theologians to find Christ, to live in grace and peace, to be part of His kingdom, and to share the reality of His presence in our lives. For that, we need simple, childlike faith that Jesus spoke about, trusting in the basic truths of the gospel and responding to the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's how I came to faith as a small child. My mother gently explained the story of the gospel, invited me to accept Jesus as my Savior with a simple prayer. That was only the briefest moment in my life. It was not a great theological breakthrough or the result of long study and conviction. It was an expression of simple, childlike trust. That happy moment set me on a lifelong path of faith, often imperfect, but always sustained. Thanks in part to the examples of grandparents, parents, and others, I was able to begin trusting God early in life, and I too have found Him to be faithful through good days as well as difficult days. The Lord is patient, and the Lord provides. I know that by long experience. Looking back gives me courage for the future. So we're all children, all God's children, and we have a loving and faithful Father. We can rest and live in that amazing reality. Thank you.